systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, August 21st, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys for being with us. This is the Friday Night Show, episode number 235.
Holy shit.
Fucking trucking right along to that big number 250. Very excited for this. We got...
what, 5 weeks?
Something like that. September 25th, thejamhole.com/250.
We should put a countdown on the site.
I was thinking of that. Someone emailed us and was like, oh, it was my friend Christian that lives here that we played with lasers a bunch in the Aqua Skipper. Yeah. He's like, you guys need a big old fucking countdown thing for your live show.
I think that'd be cool.
I was like, that's a good idea. I have no idea how to do that, but that's a good idea. How about... someone get on that for us. Countdown.
Just make us a countdown all the way down to like nanoseconds.
Dude. Yeah, I want seconds. I want minutes. I want hours. I want all that shit. But yeah, this is episode 235. Like I said, we're going to have a big old motherfucking party September 25th. Thejamhole.com/250. Ward and Josh from the Basement Boys are coming. MDS is coming. Fuck. Bunch, I don't even know. Half of this fucking valley is coming.
Yeah.
The half that...
we need more flyers, because I got a bunch of people over at Teletech that want some more info. Or that didn't get any flyers the first round. And
well,
they're like, I need to know.
We should be getting our stickers and our business cards sometime this next week, so... and then, we'll print out some more flyers. But as of right now, like I said, if you go to thejamhole.com/250, the flyer is there. Feel free to print some out your damn self. That would help.
You know, it'd be super cool.
Thejamhole.com/feedback. Type shit. We'll read it or call us 462-044-4687. That would be super cool.
No, super coolness is if the guy who made me this bandana could be here for the 250 show.
He'd leave. He'd get like an hour out of town of his house, and he'd freak out because his parents are gonna know what the fuck he's doing. And then he'd
turn
fabricate.
Around and go home.
He'd fabricate some elaborate story of how his tire blew out when he was on his way there, and that he freaked out and tossed the weed out the window and ended up just going back home sad and defeated.
It was so funny. There wasn't even any cops near him or anything. It's just tire blew out, man.
There wasn't even a blown out tire.
Yeah, no, that tire got fucked.
Yeah. Assuming that was your real tire.
Right. But it would be super cool, you know, for him to be here, and I'd actually get to meet him. I like him. He's awesome. And this bandana is so fucking cool.
Yeah, you're sporting a bandana that 26 made. He sent that to the Jam Hole, P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903.
He screen printed this himself and stitched the numbers 26 on the corner of the bandana.
We got joints in the mail. We got dildos in the mail. We got bandanas and
this is by far
elf.
One of the coolest things I've gotten, though. Someone actually made it for me. That's really
excuse
sweet.
Excuse my face. Elf hats and fuck, man. This Nobody Likes Onions bell that I crossed out the Nobody Likes Onions thing. So,
it's like no. Nobody likes onions.
So, fuck me, I had to work the fucking fair. I told you guys about that on a Wednesday show, how because of how this wedding reception got so cleverly planned that it just happened to fall on the time when the fair was, so rather than them doing it like they should, we had to fucking do it, which is cool, whatever, we got paid for it and stuff, so that's fine. And I have to go back tomorrow at 3 and fucking work from 3 till close. Really looking forward to that.
Well,
but
I'm going to try and come with you tomorrow. If I don't know how much it is to get in, but I'm sure I can cover that.
Well, if you ride with me, I have the pass to get us in, so that's not
okay,
a problem.
Well,
you just
then that's
have
fine.
To you just have to ride with.
I'm going to go win a bunch of goldfish and then go fishing.
And then go fish.
Yeah, so can we take separate cars and I park somewhere else and just walk in with you?
Well, let me tell you, there was absolutely no place to fucking park. Like, I hate this every time the fair comes around. Not the little carnival, but like the Northwest Montana Fair, like the rodeo, the concerts, the demolition derby, all that fucking stupid redneck retarded shit is happening right now. What I didn't realize is that they had parades going on today. So it took me like something that usually takes me 8 minutes to go
actually,
from...
Actually, my brother was in one of those parades.
Was it the gay... No, wait, that was a while ago.
Yeah, no, he banned parades.
Oh, right. Well, fuck him then, because it usually, like I said, it takes me 8 minutes to go from the west side to the east side and back to the west side again. It took me a fucking hour. No shit today. Like, I didn't even realize the fucking fair was, or the parade was going on. And I'm like driving, and I go to cross Main Street to go from the west to the east side. And it is not happening. There is fucking people, like, all up in the road. There's cars fucking everywhere. The lights are, like, permanently red. And I'm like, fuck me. So I, like, back up and turn around and try another street. And that's not happening. And, I was so fucking pissed. I was,
dude, okay,
I was screaming at people in my
Teletech,
truck.
And it's got, in my side, DCC, we employ almost 400 people. And then on the credit card side, credit services or whatever, they employ about another 250 people.
Right.
Okay? So there's a shit ton of fucking cars there. Not to mention the fact that we are right across the street from the fair.
Yeah. I use their parking lot to eat food every morning. When I eat, I'll like go to
Teletech?
Out to lunch. Yeah, I'll go to out to lunch, and then I'll pull in the back way through the casino.
Do you go
and
like park
in
by my car?
No, I park way over, but I always see it. And I saw you that one day, like as you were walking in from the fucking smoker cage.
You saw me?
I was like, man, that sucks. She has no money for lunch. I'm like chowing down fucking pulled pork barbecue awesomeness and tacos.
Wow.
And I know.
What a dude.
I waved.
That's
you didn't see me though.
But anyway, what really sucks is, like, when I'm trying to leave work, there's no way in hell I'm leaving the, like, campus area for lunch, dude. There's no fucking way. Either other employees will get my spot or the fair fuckers will get my spot. And even if I do get out to go
they're
and
not even
to
supposed
eat,
to park in there.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. They'll park there.
I'd be having shit towed.
Well, yeah. We got a mean security bitch.
Oh,
she's
fuck,
cool.
Yeah. She's a dyke.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, but no, actually, yeah, she has a trucker husband or some shit.
I met her in the bathroom once. Oh yeah, huge dyke,
gross. But
no, that was you. That was me doing your.
Even
voice.
If I do get out of the parking lot to go and get something for lunch, by the time I actually get to the place I'm going to get my lunch, I'll be late already.
Of course,
it's ridiculous, man. There's so many I hate leaving work because. And right then, it's rush hour. Everybody just got off work. Like, 300 people just got off work from Teletech. We're all trying to leave the same area, and we're all going pretty much the same fucking way. And not to mention the fair and all the pedestrians. I was up at the light, right? Like, I came out of Teletech, took a left, and took a right. You know, what is that? Two-mile drive or something like that?
Sure.
Okay, well, I was at the light trying to turn right. And there's, like, a bunch of pedestrians walking by and stuff.
So
and I'm
slow.
They're trying to... Yeah.
Pushing
I'm sitting
strollers.
There trying to fucking turn right.
Strollers.
And the light's green, and they're still fucking walking. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, no, no, no. The lady's like, well, just go ahead and go then. Go ahead and go.
Oh, I would have like, fucking ran her over. You're dead now.
I looked at
what
her,
what did
I'm
you
like,
learn?
You're telling me to go, but you're not stop walking at all. And your kid is in front of you by, like, 10 feet.
Oh, I would have killed her.
I'm like,
I know
I hate
patience.
You.
No patience today for that shit.
I just waved him on. I was like, just get the fuck out of my way. I just want to go home and get my
check.
It's
like New York when people just walk. Like, hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but if a car hits you, you're dead or seriously wounded. And I guarantee it. You can't afford how much it's going to cost to put you back together again. I guarantee it. You piece of shit. So what really pissed me off is that the fucking, I go to the gas station, I get my Rockstar and shit, and then I grab a taco, and I'm sitting there, and I eat my fucking taco, and like, I...
Fucking beef taco?
Oh, fucking badass with like, oh, so good. excuse my face. But, so, I go to crack the Rockstar, like I always do, rip the plastic thing off, and then pop it, and I wasn't looking at what I was doing, and I fucking ripped the plastic thing off, which cracked the fucking lid, which blew up all in my fucking lap.
Nice.
So now I got like a sticky fucking crotch, and like the whole day I'm delivering, I feel it, dude. I feel this just rock star all up in my dick and balls and what I have for
your
hair.
Dick was
and
probably awake for hours.
Oh, it was, dude. It was like, what is this? It was awesome. But no, it wasn't awesome. It was horrible because I was sticky and I smelled it, and then like towards the middle of the day and the end of the day, I started sweating and shit. Oh, it was foul. It was disgusting. Nice. I had to fucking take a horse bath and clean that shit up.
So I've been taking notes for work, right? And I've been doing regular notes like, you know, this is what I have to do for this screen. This is what I have to do for change of address and blah, blah, blah. And I'm doing these notes and stuff, and I keep passing out. Like, I keep fucking just, like, my head drops a little bit.
It's tough.
Oh, man. And so I found out a way to keep myself awake. To bitch in my notebook about the job.
Yeah?
And it's worked out quite well. I let my mom read through some of the notes this morning, and that was fucking hilarious. She's like, is it really that bad? I'm like, yeah. So a couple of times, the first time I actually started writing about the job was, I think, 3 or 4 days ago. It says, just shoot me in the fucking face, please. I'm about to go completely insane. I love it, dude. Like, I have to listen to this lady talk constantly. And
well, that's
what drives me nuts.
That's usually what happens in a classroom setting. You being the student, and then a teacher that you...
Well, I've never been through a training course that takes this fucking long.
To school?
Long.
Oh. Well, or that.
Of course I'd sleep in school, dude. Why don't you think I didn't graduate till I was 21?
Explains a lot.
Right.
It's not something to be proud of. Contrary to popular belief, being the dumb kid in school, actually not something to be proud of.
And there's a thing we do in our training course class that aggravates the fuck out of me. We go through these tutorials or whatever online.
Right.
And we take turns reading paragraphs of it all around the room. And there's 21 of us in the room, okay? And it's okay for a while. But then when you get the lady from Georgia who talks like this and the old lady who's like,
stuttering Sally.
And then you have the guy who used to be a trainer captain. He's like, blah, 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 blah. And he wears pink constantly and he freaks me out.
That's hot.
It says, listening to everyone read is almost like being stabbed in the ear with a rusty fork. I think I would rather volunteer for water torture.
People don't know how to read, and that's sad. Because that's like
nuts.
That's key to survival. Why
like,
do you think
I read it, and I read it just fine, and it comes out great, and then everyone else, dude, like, there's a couple people who read just fine, but there's other people who don't know how to raise their fucking voice for anyone to hear them, how to enunciate on the right places. They enunciate the wrong places, and it makes it sound fucking weird, and you don't know what they're actually saying.
Red Fox says, wait, she can read just fine? No, dude, don't worry about it. But I used to hate that shit back in grade school when we'd all have to, you know, we'd take turns reading.
Yeah.
And, like, I could totally read just fine. And because I could, it seemed weird to me that other kids couldn't. I thought it was something that everyone could do. So you'd get these kids that were like, the big dog. Yeah, like, just horrible. And it was torture because the teacher wouldn't, like, they would just sit there and... Now that I think back on it, I'm sure they were just like, oh, what a bunch of fucking retards, right?
Yeah.
But and it's sad, kind of, that, like, I don't know if it's because of the parents or if it's just the kid was dumb or drugs or what. But, yeah, it always seemed weird to me. And some kids would totally read in a monotone or just stuttering or... Like, totally.
A lot of people in my class totally read monotone. There's this old lady who wears these thick-ass glasses that she reads really slow, and she tries to get excited about it kind of sounds like, but she doesn't do a good job of it. And there's this one girl who's just 18 years old, fresh out of school, lived under a rock most of her life, I think, and is so excited about banking. Holy fuck.
Pico says, why read when you can breed? Fuck it.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's the way it is around this town anyway.
It is.
But this girl, seriously, I have never seen someone so excited about a fucking job, let alone, okay, never mind the job. banking in general. That's not exciting.
Some people, though, are. They're, like, way into numbers.
She's like, oh, my God, seriously, I got to drive today, so I got to do everything on the computer, and they totally talked to him, and I got to help the person and do this, and I got to do that, and, oh, my God, I can't wait to do it again. I'm going to rock at this job. And she has to talk to every single person.
Hold on. Rocking at a call center job, not exactly something you should be that proud of.
Me and the dyke tech are sitting next to each other, and we just look at each other like, this bitch is nuts.
I mean, like, do your job. That's great. But don't be like, look at me. I'm so super awesome at this. You're talking on the phone to idiots. So yeah. Go you.
There's quite a few cool people in the class, though, I gotta say.
I'm saying, though, it's not rocket science.
It's not rocket science. And, like, the chick next to me, she's super cool. Her name's Brooke, and she has a wife and everything, dude. She's awesome. She moved back up here because, like, her wife or whatever, her family lives up here or something. She actually came up from Florida, too.
26 says, you mean the dyke chick and the dyke chick? Absolutely.
That deserves a ding. Give
her
a ding.
High five, dude.
I was fucked up. But anyway, she's super cool, too. And, like, I sit next to her, and we talk a little bit, you know, here and there and stuff. And this, when we're wijacking out on the floor listening to their calls and stuff, this other girl that's super excited about the calls will come around and talk to us and make sure that we know that she's doing this or, like, she's doing that or she's having so much fun doing this or asking us questions and stuff. And we just... I'm like, dude, seriously, what is so exciting about this job? She's like, honestly, I don't know. She's like, I'm just doing this right now.
I'm just completely gacked out of my mind on meth right now. Everything is exciting.
I think so.
Whoa, look at that dust. Whoa, dust. Yeah.
Well, the chick, Brooke, she's cool. I was like, you know, she said she had a second job. I think she works at some pizza place out in Big Fork.
Nice.
And I was like, well, that's cool. And what are you doing here? She's like, I need extra cash. And
MDS says, didn't know Danny was into wyjacking.
Fucking yeah. I wyjack like a motherfucker.
Scissoring, wyjacking, L-jacking.
Yeah.
Fucking jack-jacking.
Q-jacking.
All of it.
Low-jacking even.
Yeah. Try-jacking.
But she said that she's been at a bunch of call centers before. And I'm like, oh, yeah, how'd you like it? She's like, oh, I fucking hated it. She's like, every call center job I've had, which is probably about five, I've only lasted about a month to 2 months at each one. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. She's like, yeah, I don't think I'll last much longer here either. I just need a paycheck. And I'm like, that's cool.
So most of these fucking retards are probably all the same fucking retards I saw while I was running the fucking fare booth. Like, I go and it's pulling teeth to fucking get in, and I have the green... No, Stickman, not now. Love, not war, Stickman. I try to teach him that. I'm like, Stickman, look at what happened.
Your screensaver is called Stickman War.
It should be called Stickman Love, where it's just
a bunch of stick men and humping.
Stick women. No, that'd be gay. No gay shit. Stick men and stick woman, men.
So like
woman.
Blue and pink.
Right,
sticks.
Just getting it, just banging sticks together, starting fires, you know?
Oh my God.
That's what I want.
So
I'm pulling in, and I show the dude my pass, and he's like, come on in, waves me, and doesn't even look at it. It could have been a green fucking index card for all he fucking knew.
Well, give me one of those.
I know, it's not that hard. And then, so I'm like, hey, I've never, worked at the expo before. Can I just park anywhere? And he's like, yeah, just park wherever. I'm like, cool. So I drive, and I'm looking down, it's just a field, but there's a ton of cars. Like, and I'm looking down the aisles, looking for an empty spot, and, my truck, Chevy 2500, heavy duty, big old motherfucker, right? So
right.
I'm like looking for a place to park.
By the way,
it.
You look so fucking funny driving that truck. Oh, you're a little dude, and that truck's just huge.
You know, though, you should see me parallel park that bitch.
I bet you get it like a madman.
I do it without stopping. That's how fluid I am. I get it. Like, I stop once, and then as I'm backing up, one motion. Just, it's so sexy. It makes my dick get hard.
Every
just
time
watching.
I see you in that truck, though, driving along, it's like, aw, he's so cute.
Do I always just look super
you
fucking
look like
pissed?
A little kid.
Like I'm ready to kill somebody?
No, you look tiny, dude. Like, well, that truck is going to engulf you.
I'm like 5'8", maybe. On my tippy toes.
I'm 5'7", babe.
So anyway, I go and
you're 5'6".
I keep pulling in and looking down the aisles, and there's no fucking spots. And finally, like, right when it's about to end, and then that's where you walk in, I see a spot, kind of. I'm like, this is it, dude. So I fucking pull it, because there was a car there, but there wasn't one in front of it, so I wasn't, like, blocking them in. So I parked right in back of that. Finally get out, and I go in, and what we do, basically, is make these... It's a headband that says the name of the shit we sell... and a colored feather. And they've been doing this now for 49 years. This is the 49th year they've done this, right? So when people go to the fair, that's a part of it. They expect that they're going to bring their kids in and they're going to get the fucking feathered headband thing and, you know, their fair experience will be complete. So I'm like, oh, fuck me. So I get out and I go in and I start making these fucking headbands and I'm looking around at all these motherfucking retards just like...
And kids.
So many kids. Holy shit, guys. Hey, Kalispell, slow it down. I know all there is to do here is to drink liquor and fuck and that's it. But whoa, guys, you can actually fuck without popping out cunt turds. You know this. I know this. We all went through the same fucking health class together. Come on. Out of fucking control. And I get mad just seeing that. I'm like, wow.
Oh, hey, wait. Just a little time out real
quick. There is no room here.
One more person in the chat and that'll pull in our bot.
Yeah, thank you.
You streamers.
No, it'll
make
take
an account.
It takes a couple people and it takes like 5 minutes. So it's fine though.
Well, you streamers that are just watching should make an account and actually log in. You guys don't have to actually talk to us. Just be there.
Just be there. Hey, be there for us.
You want to be able to curse in our chat room like normal people?
Did you seriously interrupt that for
yes,
that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, are you cool?
I'm cool.
So I go out and I'm like, I'm going to have a fucking smoke. And I'm talking to, you know, the guy that we got all of these stickers from and, you know, checking out his booth. And I go and walk around and look at all the booths. They got the Republican booth kind of across from the Democrat booth. They got the pro-choice booth on the other side of the fucking pro-life booth. There's all the crazy fucking Christian groups that are everywhere. Little hippie beads, this and that. Just stupid dumb shit. There was a fucking dildo person selling shit there.
Cool.
Not from erototoys.com where she should have been. Yes.
Okay, at the fair in Sarasota, we had this super
There
cool...
are no alligators. Sorry.
Oh, damn. Did you just ruin my question? No, anyway. At the fair in Sarasota, every year I would go there and I would get these photos done of, you know, they're like the old school, like almost yellowish, grungy, like grungy
photos. Yeah, no,
photos.
They don't have that there.
They don't have the old school, like, no. Hoe photos, because that's basically what it is.
Glamour shots?
Yeah, no, they put you in, the, like, you know, the old school fucking, what do you call them, flapper, what the fuck are they called?
Absolutely. Trapper Keeper?
No.
What?
They're fucking, they're like, fuck, like you waitresses
even...
and stuff back then.
You haven't even said a whole word.
I don't even remember what they're called, but
waitresses?
It was like a floozy, dude. It was just like a floozy
Whores?
Outfit. From back in the day, like the 1930s, and they look really Whores. Cool. Yes.
Right.
And I
Burlesque.
Would do that. Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
Fuck
Sweet.
Yeah!
And so I would
Feel
go
better?
And do that every year, and I would do it with Sharla, and I would do that with a couple friends of mine.
Pico says, wench. Guitar Hero Dave says, old-timey pictures.
But
I think we got it.
The one with me and Sharla was really cool. We did that for like 2 years in a row. And then I did that with a friend of mine, Raymond, and stuff. And like, you could dress up as like the floozy or like the regular like barmaid. And then you
Wench.
Can dress up like a
Thank
dude
you.
In like the chaps and stuff and the cowboy hat. You get like a bottle of Jack Daniels and a pistol and stuff. It's super cool. And it looks awesome. I
Sounds
love those.
Awesome.
I love those photos. I don't know. It's
yeah, well, no, they don't. I'm sure they do somewhere on the fairgrounds, but not right there.
Maybe, because I'll go and look, because I love those okay. photos, dude. Okay. Go on.
You know...
they do have goldfish, right?
Big, fat, sweaty people hate it when it's like 100 degrees outside,
no,
and you're
really?
Walking around the fair. I saw so many people, like, damn near just... passing out. Like, water.
So
like, I just came through the Sahara, the Mojave, and half of Siberia, and I need water, and I'm still this fat. Like,
oh
holding
God.
Their kids on those leashes,
nice.
It was so amazing. But the thing I noticed the most is that each booth had a way to get people there. Either some sort of stupid free thing, or sign up to win this, or... But a lot of the people were like, I'm not giving you my name and number. You'll sell it to a spam list. I already get enough spam email. Like, this is a fucking fair expo. I don't know, maybe other fairs have that, but not here in Montana. That's so stupid. But what I really noticed was it wasn't even the children that were going around and just being like, oh, look at all this cool stuff, I want it all. It was the adults, dude. Fucking adults in Kalispell. Grow the fuck up. You're going to every single booth and taking, insisting on getting whatever it is the fuck that they're giving away. You need that. Your life will not continue to exist unless you get that thing that they have that they're like, this is free. Collecting it, dude. Every booth they would go to, and they were collecting all this free shit. And by the time they left, they had a handful of fucking papers and a feather fucking cap thing. And
so, how was it having to pretend to like kids and be nice? And how? Give me a scenario. Mm-mm. I'm gonna come up to you and be like, "Hi, I'm 6 years old. My name is Jessica.
No,
I want one of your feather hats."
Actually, all the little kids that were, you know, like 6 and under, 7 and under, are really super shy because there's, you know, yeah, there's a ton of people in there, right? And
I would never let go of my dad's leg when I walked into the fair and I was that young. I was deathly afraid of clowns.
What was stupid, though, is that the parents would make them. Like, the kids would, they'd be all, like, shy, and they're like, well, if you want one of those, you have to ask. And the kid's like, I'm going to have you, mommy. And they're like, nope, if you want that, you have to ask. The kid's like,
that's so funny.
And then the kid, like, 3 times of this, and the kid's like, no, I don't really want. And the parent's like, just fucking ask. It's free. We have to have it.
I know,
it's
right?
So fucking stupid. And then they're like, this doesn't fit. Can you make it bigger? And they're like, this doesn't fit. Can you make it smaller? And I'm like, can you take the feather out of the hole?
So do you have to like actually put it on their head and like get it
I was
right?
like handing it to them, but it's a paper. It's paper that you're putting on your head. And adults and fucking teenagers, like a dude and his girlfriend, like he's trying to be funny. He's like, oh, look, a feather headband. Sweet. And he's like getting it and fucking with it. And his girlfriend's like, God, this guy is so fucking retarded. And he's like, I'm gonna wear this ironically and it's fucking cool. And adults being like, oh my God, dude, my mind blown. Completely blown.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I hated it. And so then check this shit out. On top of all of this fucking stupidness, this stupidity happening, I go out to smoke, and when I come back in, our sales guy's like, hey, the cops were just here. You got to move the truck. It's parked in a handicapped spot.
I'm like, where the fuck does it say handicap? It's a dirt pit.
Field! There is no handicap anything except for the fucking retards walking around. It's a field. There's no signs. There's no posts. There's nothing. It's a field. And he's like, yeah, you got to go move it. So I'm like, you know what? Fine. I'll fucking move it. Whatever. And I go and I look, right? Just to be sure. Maybe I missed it or something.
Yeah.
No fucking
nothing,
dude. It's a field.
It was just close. That's all, right?
Right. It was. It was right up front. But yeah, it's a field, dude. If you're handicapped, you shouldn't be out in 100 degree fucking weather in the first place.
No.
Getting in my fucking way. These people walk like a herd, dude.
Yeah.
A fucking herd. And they're just like so slow and oblivious to anything going on around them. Like, I fucking, thejaml.com/Twitter, I made mention that, man, if you could pick a perfect place for a massacre, that would be it. Right there. In the expo room. Just fucking semi-automatic even. Not even fully. Not even suicide bomber style, dude. Semi-automatic fucking rifle or handgun. Perfect in there. They're so slow and old. Like, where are you going? Oh, I gotta go. I heard. Hey, did you hear? I heard that in this building here, people are giving away free stuff. I'm gonna go get some. I'm gonna go get free stuff. So I fucking move the goddamn truck, and I pull out, and I'm like looking around. There's no place to park, right? So, and I'm at the end of the thing, because it was at the end when I went there. So I exit, and I go around the fucking block, and I go to enter, and the guy's like, no, you actually can't come in here, because the parking lot's full. And I'm like,
motherfucker, you just told me to leave.
I was just in there. No place to park. I can't let you back in here. I'm like, did you seriously just see me move my truck because it was in a handicapped spot and exit to come find another spot? He's like, yeah, the sheriff said that there's no more room. And I'm like, you know what, whatever. It's not your fault. It's fine.
So what did you end up doing?
So I'm like, huh, what am I going to fucking do now? I don't have any money to pay their fucking $8 fucking parking.
Fucking
that was
A,
just,
we don't.
That was another field that was just chilling, but now all of a sudden it's fair time, so it's like $10 fucking parking lot. So I go and I'm like, fuck, my mountain bike isn't here. It's at my house, which is way far away, you know, compared to anywhere else. So I'm like, huh, my longboard is in the trunk of my car, parked at the office. So I go there and I'm like, at least I can longboard from somewhere close. And the only place I could really find that wasn't like anyone going to the fair will get your shit towed, and it's the work truck, so it's got, you know, the name and all that on the side of it. So I parked up at Anna's, where we're having the jamhole.com/250 at, which, I don't know, it's, is that a mile, maybe? It's like half a mile,
it's
maybe?
It's not a mile. I don't even think it's half a mile.
It's up it's there. It's a ways.
A little bit, but not that far.
On a longboard, yeah, it took a minute.
Yeah.
So then I fucking, yeah, I parked there and end up longboarding back to the fucking place and just more of that, like, oh, what are you giving away? Oh, I'm not going to give you my name, but I want your free stuff and this
and
that.
So what do you do at the booth? You, like, take down names?
I just told you. You make headbands with fucking feathers in them, and then you give them to people.
And that's all you do? You don't have to talk to them?
Well, obviously, I'll have to probably talk to someone at some point in time.
You have to, like, explain what the headbands are for?
Yeah, well, and a lot of other people, they were just going around being like, so what's this booth all about? Like, I don't know. Fuck, dude. Let me see. I have no idea what this stuff is at all. Sorry. This booth is all about fucking feathered bands.
Yeah.
Headbands. Feather
so
headbands.
So what else? Did he tell you, or like, did your boss tell you, like, what to say to them? If they
no,
ask what
it's
about?
Just,
or
just like, you
like
know,
a little
this
script
is,
or anything?
No, not really. Just, this is what we sell. Whatever questions, if I can answer them. Get their name and, you know, address or whatever for the free cooler they're giving away, and that's really it. It's
oh, that
more
was it? You guys were giving away a free cooler, so that was kind of like the
right.
Point
that
of
was
the
our like thing to be like, come here, but we don't sell that shit to fucking lists or anything. It's like it helps get business, and here's a free cooler. Which if they get the free cooler, then hopefully they will sign up to get water delivered for that, and bam, there's another customer. You know,
yeah,
we're just not getting the 15 or 10 or how, I don't even know how much the coolers are to rent each month, but I don't know, it generates leads, I guess. I was talking to my boss about it, and he said back in the day it used to really help out a lot, but now it's starting to get not so much because of the way the economy is and the way that people are more anything that they have to give their info for, they're all scared about it.
Yeah.
Now because they did some stupid ass make your dick get harder bullshit on the fucking internet, and now all of a sudden everyone's trying to fuck them, you know?
Yeah.
Or they traded some fucking African drug lord whatever the fuck money. The prince of fucking Africa needs your help and your bank account number.
Well, check this out. One of the guys in my class, he's pretty cool. The guy I sent a picture of to Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Where his face is all like... he had a Wells Fargo account. And when Katrina hit down south, they sold his fucking information to the Katrina Fund places. And they kept calling him and calling him and calling him, asking him to donate and do this, that, and the other. They sold his
really?
Info to telemarketers.
Well, yeah, and that's... I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It happens a lot,
that's
but...
That's ridiculous,
if
man. Your bank info?
If you're smart about it, though, you're not going to be like, here's all my pertinent information, you know, do... I hope this helps. It's so... I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm used to being online and that shit and... I see it, you know, I'm like, oh, even though that has my name in it, it makes me think a chick wants to fuck me. It's a scam, obviously,
yeah.
Because, you know, it's like a chick that wants to fuck. It's a scam. I get so many of those, dude. My spam folder right now, 3,783 items.
Hey.
You want me to read some?
No, hey.
Josh already did that. Never mind.
I want to fuck.
Yeah? Like right now?
Like right now. Is that spam? Am I spam now?
You just went into my spam box.
Did I just go into your spam? Hey, let me out of your spam box,
no.
Dude.
Delete forever.
But I will actually have sex with you.
Yeah, we'll do that actually after the show.
Oh.
So I was delivering today, right? And
thinking about sex with
I'm at
me.
This pawn shop, and I come back out, and this lady, you know, kind of... probably lives in the trailers, in the trailer park. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say that right now. Comes up to me and she's like, "Hair, give this to your boss and ask him to hang it in your window." Direct your attention to thejamhole.com/live. Unless you're listening to the podcast of this, and you'll see the poster she gave me. I think it's also on the Twitter account. And I look at it, right? And usually, like, the crazy Christian lady and, you know, these different people that I interact with when I'm on my route, I'm not usually like, "God doesn't exist and you're a fucking idiot." Like, I'm totally polite. I'm everyone's fucking favorite fucking water boy, even though I want to blow my fucking brains out, right? Yeah. So they give me stuff like this, and it's totally ridiculous. And this time, like, I looked at her, and I'm like, if we lose them, if they have an account with us, like, it's no big deal. They're probably on collections, whatevs. So I'm like, "Hey, do you really believe this? Do you really believe that vaccines cause autism and that the government is trying to fucking kill us by giving us vaccines and stuff like that?"
Maybe, man.
And she's like, "Yeah, totally nuts, Looney Tunes, guys." And she's like, "Yeah, did you know this and this and this and this and this and this and this?" And I'm like, "I've heard that. I've fucking heard that. I've heard it somewhere on the internet, on the Skeptics Guide, probably, when they were talking about this."
No, you know that guy, Sean Hannity?
It's the same shit that Jenny McCarthy was saying. It's the same bullshit that Jim Carrey was saying. All that fucking stuff. And she was like, verbatim.
Well, my mom is like really big into that Sean Hannity shit and like the talk radio or whatever in the morning. And she's been talking about this shit for like at least
that people
for like 4 months now.
The vaccines cause autism, or that the government's trying to
the government thing, the help. The population control.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And that could be true. Honestly, it could be true. But I don't have any proof and I don't know. So I'm not going to just say, yeah, it's true.
Well, I know.
It could be, though, and it would be a good idea.
I know for a fact that the autism thing is totally not true. For
it doesn't even matter anyway. You're going to have retards when you have retards already. That's all there is to it.
So it says, what is in the vaccines? What you need to know. Find out what they don't want you to know. Leading researchers and physicians will join forces in a 4-day rally. Guess where the rally's at? Behind the crazy guy that owns the radio station. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hey, it's 26. Now, we're talking about politics and about crazy politics, and I know a lot about both of them. I'm not going to say which things are. All right, so anyways, serious. So as far as healthcare goes, we spend 50% of our healthcare money on, guess what percentage of the population?
On trying to kill that percentage?
No, on keeping them healthy. What percentage do you think we spend 50% of our money on?
Like the top 5 or 10%, probably. Or the bottom. Or the bottom.
And top 5%. We only spend on 5%, and it's all old people. You know why? Because these people will be like 63 years old, like, "I need hip surgery." Right. For your daily walk, all you do is watch, like, Jerry Springer all day.
Yeah.
The whole idea about this healthcare plan is it means that old people won't get ridiculous surgeries that they don't even need because they're going to die in 3 years anyway.
You know what we could do is probably that whole Futurama head thing. Like, all old people really need is a head and a TV. That's all. You set the head on the couch in front of the TV. Done.
Wow.
Retirement home. Just
it's
like
just
that.
It's friggin' stupid. Like, if you're old and you're in pain, why don't you start smoking weed? You'll save so much money. Like,
right.
What is that
it
a month?
Would.
Like,
or
if
go
you
buy
get, like, a pound. Like, if you get, like, an ounce a month, like, what, $100? It's cheap. Come
yeah, on. Like an ounce and a script for some Oxy-80s, and you're set, dude. That's all.
Fucking shade, dude.
I know, because if you're old, like, it doesn't matter. You're old.
Right, and then if you need money, you can just sell the Oxy-80s for fucking, like, $80 a pop, and boom, you're retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, and as far as, like, the vaccines causing, like, autism and all that shit, like, there's no scientific data for that.
At all.
Just that parents will have a kid that's autistic, and then they'll just look for someone to blame. It's, like, the same thing as, like, parents that a kid that's retarded. They're like, "Oh, well, it must be because of the air pollution."
Right, it couldn't be my fault.
It's because
at all.
Everything's a gamble, and, like, everyone has flaws, and some people's flaws are worse than others, and it just sucks shit. Some people are born, like, without being able to walk. It's how life is, and it fucking sucks,
well,
but
hey,
how it is.
Hey, listen to this. Pharmaceutical companies use scare tactics to get you to take vaccines. Then,
well, dude,
check this out. Hold on. Listen.
Everything there is true.
Then, not only do they profit from sales of the vaccine, they profit from the future damage that they cause in drug sales.
Oh.
Amazing.
Dude,
they fucked
it all makes
us,
sense
dude.
Now.
They fucked us.
Dude, my main man, John Stokes, has said all along. I should have listened to him long ago.
I know. That fuck, we should all be living in that bomb shelter with him, dude. He's got it
dude,
right.
I want to hear his show, but, like, I can't listen to it because, like, it's, like, in Montana time, and I'm bad at... Dude, just don't try to listen to a show. They have their website set up. It's so bad. They
it's
don't
crazy.
Even have an M3U playlist stream. I have to install a program to listen to it.
Dude, our fucking podcast is as big as that radio station. I guarantee it.
I bet it's bigger, dude.
But,
like, it's
let me tell you...
Idiots.
But his listeners are totally fucking nuts. And all this vaccine shit, they're all religious nuts also. Weird correlation? Hmm.
Well, see, I don't care if older people that are religious don't take vaccines, because sure, more vaccines are best for us, but it's fucked up that they're like, no, I'm not going to let my one-year-old get this vaccine, even though babies are, like, bad for it. Look,
yeah.
I don't give a shit if some moron doesn't want a vaccine, but if it's their freaking kids, like, what the fuck? That's
yeah, dude,
fucked.
The kid has no fucking choice, and it fucks with the herd immunity
dude,
thing, dude. That's
have you,
fucked
it's
up.
It's like with Christian Scientists. Have you heard of Christian Scientists?
Oh, yeah, we got them here, dude. That's,
yeah,
hey,
like,
They
fucking like they think that if you get like a wound, you shouldn't look at it in the mirror because that'll make Christ like hate you or something. And then
dude,
they don't take the kids to the hospital and they fucking die like 10 years early.
Dude, that was the fucking second church I think me and Braden went to back in the day when we were doing the church thing. It was the Church of Christ Scientists, and they were fucking nuts, dude.
Dude, they have a radio program. Like, I used to listen to the radio all the time. It's like every Sunday I'd wake up and it's the Christian Science radio program. I'm just like, ah. All right, anyways,
they're
you
fucking
can get back
crazy,
on
dude.
This show.
All right, well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right, holla back.
Later.
So.
I love that kid.
He's great. So there's guest speakers, John McManus, Catherine Albright, Dr. A. True Ott. I don't know. And other nationally recognized speakers.
Is that what I have in my hand right here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is the bigger copy. So, okay. And then it says, quote, love them, protect them, never inject them. Love them,
protect
them, never inject them. Fuck yeah. Go team retards. That is so fucking great. You guys... I hope, though. Good. Don't inject your kids. Let them get the fucking MMR and let them die. Good. Your problem. Not mine. I don't have kids, so I don't give a fuck. I've been vaccinated. But you guys are fucking some shit up. So if you guys are local and you want to come hang out at this with us, August 27th, 28th, 29th, and the 30th, in back of that creepy old fucking trailer he calls a radio station, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 5, all are welcome to this free informational event.
So wait a
event.
Minute, are we going to this?
I'm going to this, fuck yeah.
When is this? It's 27th, 28th, 29th, and the 30th. And what days are those?
I don't fucking know. Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going, I don't give a fuck. I want to see that shit.
Not soon.
So, I was looking at some more sites online about this whole thing, and it's been fucking said, it's been proven, there's evidence, all this shit, but they still don't get it, because, hey, it's called faith.
Yeah, that shit.
So, I found this place, and here's just some quick fucking info about it. Vaccination is one of the most successful public health measures in human history. I'm kind of buzzed. Anti-vax propagandists deny this fact. Absolutely. Their misinformation is potentially one of the most dangerous ideas commonly circulated and believed within so-called alternative medicine circles, or SCAM, or scam, if you will. Here are some facts. In the United States, Western Europe, and other areas, groups opposing universal childhood immunization are reported to be gaining political momentum. And that's sad, because you are effing some shit up. Vaccines and the sorry, I'm just trying. There's a bunch of
shit. It's great.
There's a bunch of shit on this site. I'll put a link to it in the show notes so you guys can check it out. Vaccines and the ability to prevent morbidity and mortality due to infectious diseases have been one of the greatest public health success stories. Of course, it's cost-effective medical measures that result in universal benefit. It's good for everybody, and it's cheap as fuck. But they're like, the things you put in your vaccines are killing our children.
Well, you know, maybe we have too many.
And making them retarded. Yeah, that's what it is. If you didn't have so many, we wouldn't have to fucking do this. You know?
Well.
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 To assess the impact of anti-vaccine movements, the targeted pertussis? What's that called? Lockjaw, tetanus.
Pertussis, tetanus.
Wholesale vaccines we sell, not like sale. Like the whole cell.
Oh.
Like a skin cell. Right.
Oh, not like wholesale.
Wholesale vaccines, right.
Got it.
Not like we're selling a bunch of them for cheap, cheap, cheap. Everything must go.
Must go right now.
We compared pertussis incidents in countries where high coverage with diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis vaccines was maintained, like Hungary, the former East Germany, Poland, and the U.S., and they compared it to countries where immunization was disrupted by anti-vaccine movements, like Sweden, Japan, the United Kingdom, the Russians, Ireland, Italy, former West Germany, and Australia. The fuck is wrong with you guys?
You know.
Pertussis incidence was 10 to 100 times lower in the countries where high vaccine coverage was maintained than in the countries where it was not. Where it was compromised by anti-vaccine movements. 10 to 100... What?
Mass compromise.
10 to 100 times lower with the people that got immunized than the people that did not or had their shit fucked up by the anti-vaxxers. That's effed.
I love it when you try to talk.
Thank
you. When you messed up. It's so great. You're like
it's fine. So then Red Fox pulled together some facts off of the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe that I was mentioning. Of the universe to the universe. You know that show. Proponents of the alleged link between vaccines and autism charge that vaccines contain mercury, which in large enough doses kills cells and causes neurological damage. Right. That's the thimerosal. What some vaccines contain is actually not plain mercury, but the preservative thimerosal. Right. That's the stuff without it.
Right.
Got it?
Got it.
Woo! Thimerosal's main active ingredient is an organic version of mercury called ethylmercury. Ethylmercury is naturally expelled from the body quickly. Methylmercury, with an M, not an E. Well, there's an E also, but... Right. On the other hand, is not. It stays in the body. High doses of methylmercury will cause physiological damage. However, ethylmercury and methylmercury are not the same thing, despite the similar names. Got it? Same things. Ethyl
not
and...
Not the same.
Right. Methyl.
Okay.
Got it. Methylmercury is not present in thimerosal. In short, vaccines preserved with thimerosal do not even contain the type of mercury that activists say is dangerous. And even if they did, the amount would be too small to be considered a risk. Okay, so far, so good, right?
Right.
There is nothing in there so far that will hurt you or give you autism. Got it?
Got it.
Good. If thimerosal were a cause of autism, then wouldn't its removal from vaccines curb the rising rates of diagnosis, right?
Okay.
Well, obviously, yes, it would. Obviously. Duh. Obviously. Should have had a fucking V8, you retard.
Was it like?
But it didn't. The FDA removed thimerosal from childhood vaccines in the U.S. in 97. Wow, that was like a long time ago, you fucking idiots. No, it's the thimerosal. It's not in it anymore. Unbelievable. And they're still like, we're all going to get together and talk about it behind the radio's trailer.
What were those protesters we saw today?
They were just telling you that you're going to hell unless you believe in God.
Can we drive by them tomorrow?
As long as it's not in the work truck, yeah.
Can I put my ass out the window?
Yes.
Okay, because I'll do that.
So they got rid of that shit in 97 as a precautionary measure, partly in response to all the anti-vaccine activism. They're like, so, you think it's thimerosal? We'll remove it. Now what?
Now what?
Autism diagnosis continued to rise unabated. Denmark and Sweden eliminated thimerosal 5 years earlier. Their rates also continued to climb. So we got rid of the thing that said, you guys said was fucking your kids up, and the rates are still going up.
Maybe it's just because you're all retarded.
And you're passing on retarded genes. Possibly.
Maybe. I think that could be it.
The reason autism rates are climbing is because we understand what autism is and how to diagnose it now. We also know that the definition of what autism is has expanded. The final argument is that people are confusing correlation and causation. Don't ever do that. Don't ever confuse correlation
and
causation. Ever. It's not the same thing.
Explain the two,
fucking
please,
idiot.
For me.
Causation is what the cause is. This is what I'm doing, and then you have an effect from that. It's the causation. Because there's thimerosal in the fucking vaccines, your kids are getting autism. That's a fucking cause.
Right.
A correlation is, you think that mercury and thimerosal cause vaccines, or cause autism, and that just happens to be what's in the vaccine, and you're totally a fucking idiot and wrong.
So you're thinking that something
the
is
correlation.
Making this, but it's
this
not.
This is like this, not
okay,
this
it,
causes this. The time that kids are vaccinated just happens to be around the same time autism symptoms appear. Just because things happen around the same time doesn't mean they are related. I should have just read that instead of tried to explain that to you. So anyway, I just wanted to reiterate that for like the thousandth fucking time, you idiots, that it's not vaccines. And if you don't get your kids vaccinated, bad shit will happen to them. And then what's your excuse? You didn't pray hard enough? It was God?
Yep, that's their fault.
God did it.
I didn't see no scabs on your knees. You weren't praying hard enough.
A significant number of Australian children are not being vaccinated because their parents have chosen to deny them the opportunity. And that goes back to that whole thing Richard Dawkins was talking about in The God Delusion, that there are no Christian children. There's just children of Christian parents, but they make the child be whatever they are by default. And that's fucked up. The child doesn't have options or the ability to make the choice. Same with immunization. The child can't be like, hey, I actually want to get vaccinated because if I don't, I might get sick. They don't have the fucking choice. And that's sad. So. And then they're talking about how the fucking swine flu was made by the government to kill people. That's what you were mentioning, right? The population control thing.
And that could be true. You know, you never know.
Then they made AIDS also.
That could also be true.
If this is true, that's true. It has to be.
I'm not denying any of it. I'm not saying that it could be true or it couldn't be true. Or it is true or it isn't true. It could be.
Yeah, it's plausible,
You know, it's very plausible with the way that our, you know,
but
economy
you have, dude,
is and our population rising and everything.
Look at it,
fucking people.
Look at it this way, though. Every person is a paycheck to the government in one way or another. It's not in the government's best interest to start killing off large groups of people. I don't think. I don't know.
I don't know, because there's different ways that can go, too.
Right.
Maybe they're trying to get rid of the ones that are too under the level and stuff that they can't see, you know, ones that work under the table that don't pay any taxes, that are illegal aliens, maybe, you know, things like that.
Right.
Maybe that's why they put it a little close to the border.
Well, that's fine, then. If you're not helping to support society and, you know, keep it going, at least in some form or another, then what the fuck are you doing? You can't be selfish, you know? We're helping. We entertain people that hate their jobs. Like, well, not me, but people like me. When the swine flu surfaced in Mexico in April, it had the makings of an unstoppable, deadly epidemic. That would be the scare tactic, right?
Yeah.
You are all effed. But since then, scientists and disease trackers have toned it down. The virus has spread to 177 countries, led to 1,800 deaths, and sickened hundreds of thousands. But if you look at it this way, that what the fuck does the flu every year do? Like, just the normal fucking flu. I think it's probably more than those numbers, you know?
Maybe.
And then they're doing new tests. Classrooms are filling it again, bringing a vulnerable population of flu-prone youngsters into close contact. In addition, a much-touted vaccine is being rushed to the front lines, where it will be given a priority list of the most vulnerable. Children, healthcare workers, pregnant women, and young adults with prior health conditions. And that's about half the nation's population. That's kind of crazy that it's not... like, they're giving it to the kids... not the old people, the pregnant women that are about to have kids, not the old people. What are you doing?
Trying to make my eyes stop burning.
By texting?
By closing them.
What are you holding? Text. What are you holding?
My penis.
Can you focus here for just a minute?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Anyway.
What?
Sorry. My penis. Co-host is retarded.
Sorry.
What's the matter, co-host?
My eyes hurt.
Why?
They're just so... I don't even want to look at the screen.
Then turn it off!
No, I'm cool.
You can't help it.
I can't.
You have to. So anyway, they've
been... I just want to keep an eye on the time.
They've been giving out the vaccine, and there's no side effects so far, so suck on that, anti-vaxxers. Well, moving
on.
They're
just really smart. They found a way to fucking encode it. Anyway, go ahead.
Google is coming out with a new awesome thing for podcast search.
Ooh, yeah.
Google Labs has released Listen, an application for smartphones powered by the Google Android mobile operating system that lets users search for and stream or download podcasts and other web audio content. So you don't even need the iPhone that'll probably blow up in your hand. You can use Google Android or a fucking probably Windows phone with this program. And then you can do all your podcast shit. Personally, I use... hold on. I haven't used it in a while, but it's totally fucking awesome. Beyond Pod. If you have a Windows mobile phone, Beyond Pod will stream, and it's an RSS feed reader and a podcast aggregator and all that awesome shit. It does all this, but Google makes some good mobile stuff. Users can go to Google's Android Market with their T-Mobile G1, MyTouch 3G, or whatever Android device they're using, and search for and install Listen. To find content, hit popular searches from the home screen to see the freshest audio searches fellow searches are making. And then, that's pretty awesome. Like, that's, for us, that's kind of awesome, because people can stream our show on their phone. Or they can check out the show notes
at work.
On their phone?
No. One of my friends at work was on our homepage on their phone checking us out and stuff. And then you know how on our homepage at the very bottom there's like three different windows you can like put your cursor
right,
on and it'll play?
Did you know this?
What?
If you go to thejamhole.com on a mobile device... it renders a mobile page for you automatically that's formatted for a phone?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I knew that.
I didn't know
if you
knew that.
I remember you told me that before, and right. I was like, you know, I wish a lot of people would do this with their sites because it's a lot easier, and it, you know, Matt told me that it doesn't take that long, and it's not that hard to do.
It's pretty awesome shit.
And, you know, it's easy. It's really cool when I can be at work and say, well, you got web on your phone? Yeah? Well,
done.
Here, look it up. Boom. Done. There you go. It's right there.
Fuck yeah. Well, this will make it easier for people to find us, I think. I don't know. Maybe if it catches on. They're saying, people, word on the street is Listen aims to do for podcasts what Google Search aims to do for the world.
The world?
Excuse my face. Yeah, you know how instead of, like, back in the day, you searched the web for stuff. Nowadays, you just Google it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's integrated itself into our fucking society, basically.
Yep.
So if they do for podcasts what they did for that, that's going to be huge.
That will be super huge.
That'll definitely bring podcast entertainment more into the mainstream.
Yeah, rather than radio and satellite XM or whatever.
Right. And if you have like a fucking Android phone that plugs into your car's fucking stereo, you can just
hogs all the energy and turns its light off and know, right. sends the other phones to the other cars.
And then
that don't
tells
work.
The robots with lasers where you're at, and they come and try to kill you. But
right.
then I fucking
yes.
pop out with my Windex and my 9mm, just like, pop, pop.
Your Windex and 9mm. What the fuck?
And save your life, and I'm all like, come with me if you want to live.
Come
and I'll
with
totally
me if
fucking.
You want to live.
I will say it just like that, just to be like,
you do it.
Dang! And I'll grab that and the pipe, and we'll be the fuck out.
Oh my god.
That's how it is. Googlers are expected to try their colleagues' dog food. I don't know. I don't even know what that means. But are people still listening to podcasts? Hey, do people even listen to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You're just mad because you work for a radio station and you're totally disappearing slowly.
There's like
29
people in our fucking shit right now watching us.
Is there? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, 22 guests, 7 viewers, and then, well, if you count...
Is that accurate?
Well, yeah, yeah, I update it all the time. We got 7 viewers, 22 guests, and then me and you, so all together, that's 31.
This guy says, I seem to remember something about podcasting becoming somewhat unpopular with the rise of YouTube and other user-generated video content. Isn't podcasts user-generated content, video or audio or both, like
yeah.
right now? That's fucking stupid.
And you know what? The stuff
this guy's
you do on a
stupid.
Podcast
hey.
Or on a video... Excuse me, on a video cast are way better
name?
Than a fucking YouTube video.
Hey, Clint Bolton of Google Watch.
You know why?
You're a faggot.
Stop, listen to me.
No, fuck him. He doesn't know
okay,
what the fuck.
Okay, fuck him. He's an idiot.
Thank you.
Over, done with.
Cheers.
Okay, cool. Cheers to you too. Fuck face. Anyway, the reason why we are better than YouTube is because we're not cut into 10-minute fucking segments.
Red Fox says a lot of radio shows are doing podcasts now. Huh.
I know.
Go figure.
Didn't we just read about that not
because
too long
ago? Because you can say anything the fuck you want and because...
they're like, oh, I can log into here and do this and boost my following up by like this many
I
people.
I can reach the world instead of just however far my shitty fucking AM fucking
oh, I can
transceiver.
Finally get on the internet after it was invented like how many years ago?
That's in a trailer.
Right.
That says KGEZ on it.
Oh, man. I hate
well,
the radio now. I still don't listen to it. No,
I hate them trying to do actual shows. You guys
I know.
Fucking suck.
Those talk radio shows, they drive me nuts. I don't know how my mom listens to them, but she totally does, and she buys into it, the whole fucking thing. And some of the things they say are interesting.
It's because
stuff,
they give
the
away...
Way-
free gas.
Yeah,
if we gave away free gas, we're giving away a fucking iPod 120 gig with all our episodes
on it. You
can
sell that for at least 3 tanks.
At least, sucker. And that contest is getting out of control, by the way. There's still time to fucking enter if you want to win.
Oh, God.
There's quite a few entries, though.
Really?
But you got a chance. TheJammel.com/contest. No, actually, no one's entered. So if you enter, you will win it. If you're
wow.
whoever we pull the name out of
right.
the fucking hat.
Right. Wow.
In small print on the back.
Now I'm curious to know how many people have entered.
A few. So, these Christian crazy motherfuckers, right?
Right.
They're like, don't vaccinate your kids. Come to church. Give us money. We'll give you a sense of well-being. We'll scare you into believing our God. You know how they're always like, God hates fags.
Yeah.
Gays are yeah. no good. If you're gay, you're going to hell, right?
Sure.
Okay, well, check this out. This one is called Lutheran Group Eases Limits on Gay Clergy.
Okay.
Over here, if you're gay, it's cool.
Well, dude, you ever see how many, like, gay Christians there are? Like, for reals, dude.
But I guarantee it,
my
most of them...
My brother believes in God and stuff. He's not
yeah.
totally Christian or anything.
Is he going to church, though?
No.
And if he went to
we
church...
We were taught not to go to church for
but
a good reason.
If he went to church and was like, yo, I'm gay, they would totally kick him out. Or they would not make him feel accepted.
Maybe. I don't know.
Here,
I don't know how that goes.
In Montana, I'm saying. Or at least in the Flathead Valley.
I should take him to church and find out.
And just be like, I'm gay!
Well, no, we should totally
holla
walk in and
boy.
Be like, hi, I'm gay. Am I accepted here? I've accepted Christ as my Savior.
Once?
Will you accept me in your church?
I've taken the body. I've taken the blood. But most of all, I've taken the body in my asshole. Hey-o! Come on! Come on. Once we get that pinhole camera thing, oh, it's on, dude. I will fucking play. I will act the fool up in church. Oh, I will. Oh, Oh!
Can we do exorcisms and shit?
Oh, my God. I will be moved by the Lord. I will be moved by the fucking devil. I don't give a fuck. I will make up shit.
Nacho Camacho says, those dick suckers are preventing Armageddon.
Yes, absolutely.
Cut those, it out. We want to die.
That's awesome. Those dick suckers.
You just sounded like Tim from Distorted View. Those dick suckers.
Those dick suckers.
That's so great. I love that guy.
I'm old and gay, and I I like that
I love him so much, dude.
It's good stuff. Oh, fuck me. After an emotional debate over the... an emotionally lube-ridden debate over the authority of Scripture and the limits of biblical inclusiveness, leaders of the country's largest Lutheran denomination voted Friday to allow gay men and lesbians... Hey, high five for you.
Woo!
And lesbians. Oh, shit. I was looking for and lesbians, but it's not really in there. Or wait, there it is. Gay and lesbians in committed relationships to serve as members of the orgy. Clergy. Sorry.
What?
Of the clergy. That's my bad. The vote made the denomination, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the latest mainline Protestant church to permit such ordinations. Gay sex? Such an ordination. Contributing to a halting sense of momentum. In and out, forward. Ah, oh, in and out, momentum. In that asshole.
Sideways,
fuck
and backwards,
yeah,
ways
suck
and
that.
That shit.
Oh, you suck that cock, Jesus. Oh, fuck yeah, you suck that fucking cock, God. Oh, yeah. Slip it in God's ass.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt, but we're doing a show
here.
Oh,
God.
Are you fucking God right now?
Sorry, yes.
I asked you to please stop doing that last night, remember?
I'm sorry.
Okay, back to the show now.
I apologize.
You better apologize.
I have to go take a shower.
I know you do.
God raped me.
He's good at that. I know.
I didn't want it. Ben.
You know, I watched you the whole time.
I'm so tired.
You bent over and grabbed your ass cheeks.
No.
And we're like, yes, God, yes.
No.
And then you took his giant penis in your ass. All right, shut up and get around the show.
I feel so dead.
Read something.
Oh.
For fuck's sakes. Can we go in and just, like, totally pretend we're both just, like,
just
gay
doing it?
Fuck?
Just gay fucking sex?
Or, like, maybe that we're married and we swing and we're totally gay swingers.
But we only swing with religious people. It's kind of our thing.
Yeah, we like to corrupt them and bring them to the dark side.
By a vote of 559 to 451, delegates to the denomination's National Assembly in Minneapolis approved a resolution declaring that the church would find a way for people in, quote, publicly accountable, comma, lifelong monogamous same-gender relationships to serve as members, official ministers,
blech.
My members. The church already allows celibate gay men and lesbians to be members, but not gays and lesbies that are actually doing it, full
yeah.
sex, scissoring.
Well, then how do they know they're even gay? Because they're totally fucking abstinent or whatever.
I just think it's awesome that there's so many different versions of the same bullshit story that some of them are like, God hates fags, and others are like, hey, fag, want to be a pastor? It's so awesome. It's like,
well,
you can't...
Well, all of them, since... all Christians, what they should fucking believe in, if there were to be a God, or if there is, or whatever... They should just believe that people are people. And people are going to do what they want to do regardless of what you say or what your influential fucking things do to them.
That's
they're
right.
Going to be people.
If we want to fuck horses and shit, then
no,
goddamn it.
We're going to fuck horses and
we're
gonna
shit. We're going to fuck horses and shit.
Right.
If I want to fuck
anyway.
My sister in
not
the closet
that far.
On this couch, then goddamn it, I will fuck her.
The thing is that we are all people.
People are stupid.
People do weird shit. Some people are gay. Some people are straight. Some people kill themselves. Some people...
Just the lucky ones.
Just whatever.
But it's silly that they can...
And they should be able to accept everyone. Like, I talk to gay people. It's cool. My brother's gay. I sit next to a gay chick in my class. She's totally cool. I hang out with straight people, whatever.
What I'm saying that is not totally cool is that two different versions of the same religion are completely contradicting
themselves.
Yeah, I
know, and that's ridiculous. That's why I'm saying all of those people should believe in mankind itself. Dude, seriously.
That would be a sad religion.
Well, no, I mean,
bad
just
religion.
Believing
Come
that
on.
we are all just humans. That's all we are. We're basic fucking mammals.
And when you die, that's it, dude.
Don't be surprised if somebody, you know, is gay. Don't be surprised if somebody fucks a horse. Don't be surprised if
that's just how it
somebody
is.
Kills somebody. That's what we do. We are a destructive species.
That's right. If I want to wreck pig
very
ass,
versatile.
Then I'm going to wreck fucking pig ass.
We do.
Who
a
are
lot
you
of
to
things.
Judge? Who the fuck are you? You don't know me.
I don't know. I just fucking
it's
hate...
It's stupid. I just wanted to bring this up because I think it's awesome that they totally are contradictory of themselves. Emphasis on the dick.
I just seriously fucking hate people who are like, oh, I hate gay people, or oh, I hate lesbians, or oh, I hate these people or that people.
It's stupid. Hate
Why does
is
it fucking
dumb.
Matter?
I hate all of you. So there.
I hate haters.
All right. You know what else I hate?
What?
Do you remember how we kind of every now and then have an ongoing theme of people living in houses that are just completely disgusting and wrecked
a while ago.
Filled with animals and poop and all that?
Yep.
Got another one.
All right.
New Hampshire.
On,
Manchester, New Hampshire, dude.
New Hampshire.
A woman's sudden death led Manchester police to a disturbing discovery.
All right.
A whole bunch of animals and a bunch of poop.
All right. What kind of animals? And
cats,
how big was the poop?
More than 24 cats and other animals living in deplorable conditions inside her home. The woman's body was found Saturday, and her Manchester home was quickly condemned by the building inspector.
Oh, you mean like the cats didn't swarm around her and bite her and turn her into Catwoman?
No, not this time, dear.
Damn.
Not this time.
She was hot. Halle Berry, man.
She was pretty hot. For a Catwoman? Fuck
yeah.
A. I would have boned her.
Dude, I'd have sissed that shit.
Boned down.
For a chick, dude.
Manchester police said there was animal feces and pee-pee throughout the house, along with clutter and dirt.
Of course.
Clutter and dirt and poop,
you know,
and pee.
Like, over 24 fucking cats.
Yeah.
And plus other animals.
A baker's dozen times two.
And some clutter. There's going to be dirt, too.
Definitely some clutter and dirt. About half the cats were taken from the house and brought to the Manchester Animal Shelter for... Count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, had to be put down, and traps were set to catch the others.
Oh, wait, Nacho Camacho says, Mr. Garrison, quote, we're scissoring now.
Oh, scissor me. Oh, fuck yeah, scissor me. Oh, scissor. Scissor me. Scissor.
Oh, my God.
A veterinarian said one cat has a deformed ear from untreated ear mites, and another was soaked in his own pee-pee, which actually burned its skin. That's like ammonia,
That's
dude.
That's so sad.
If it smells like ammonia, like it probably
it's fucked up, man.
Is like ammonia. Yeah, fuck
That's
yeah.
That's really sad. How could you let an animal...
Oh, check this out.
Ugh.
And to top it all off,
what?
Some of the animals were pregnant. Should have worn a condom. Kitty condom. And most are in rough shape. As for the woman who died, police say her death is not suspicious because she was an old, wasted hag. And that is it for that story.
That's really sad for something you love,
yeah.
You know, your animals and stuff, to let them get to that point to where their urine is burning their skin and killing them. That's sad.
That is sad. I think it's an addiction. It's like shooting heroin. Some people shoot
it
till
like
they
Angelina
die.
Jolie and her baby addiction?
She, kind of.
Yes.
If yeah.
It's a collection.
If Angelina Jolie wasn't rich and she lived like this old woman did, and she had all those fucking colored babies and whatnot just running around her house in their own feces and pee-pee, oh, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. And if she was old, because, you know, she died.
And MDS is inquiring if I'm queasy because of how sad kittens make me
feel.
Are
you queasy?
Yes. I am so, seriously, thinking about seeing a kitten or like a cat soaked in its own piss with its skin burnt in patches and just being in pain and agony freaks me the fuck out. It makes me want to go punch the dead bitch.
Yeah?
I'm not even kidding. Just like go stomp her jaw in and be like, I hate you. I fucking hate you.
Suck on this shit.
It's so sad. Why would you do that to an animal?
All right, so hurting cats and making cats all sad and shit, that makes you queasy. This makes me queasy.
Okay, go on. Snakes, spiders, what is it?
No. Cutting your own penis off. An ex-soldier was so desperate to become a woman, he performed a do-it-yourself sex change operation.
That's not how you do it, bro.
On himself. Dude, you're doing it wrong.
You actually have to cut the penis in four slits and then tuck it in.
No, you gotta slice the balls, take the balls the ball sack inside out into a clit, and then you cut the penis down into a clitoris. And then you got the lips.
Really?
That's your
ball
sack.
Really? Because I thought they took the dick and cut that in and then pushed it all the way in.
Check
and made
this
it
out.
Like a tube.
I can make my balls like a vagina, kind of. And then you just push your dick in, and that's the little clit. And if you got a little extra foreskin,
cut your dick down
into
a clit.
You pull the foreskin up, and it's the hood. That's all. It's just how
Where's
you do it.
Where's the hole that you fuck?
Oh, that's the butthole.
No, where the balls used to be, I take it?
No, it doesn't go in. It just looks like vagina lips. You can't actually put anything. I mean, you could rub them, but not till after it heals.
Well, after it heals, can you fuck a dude pussy?
No. I mean, not a do-it-yourself dude pussy.
No, a
you
real
dude pussy.
You could
fuck, like, a properly... Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
How do they do those?
Would you want to, though?
I'd
want to
see it.
They take the ball sack, slice it, make lips and put him in front of the butthole, so it looks.
Woo!
I'm kind of dizzy right now.
Of course you are. I always thought that they took the penis and cut like four strips down it, and then like tucked it in,
or
so
that
you could have a tube to put another penis in. You know what I mean?
Hey, like. Little thing I just made up. More than one way to skin a cat. If you know what I mean, right?
I want to see a process to make a mangina now. Now I'm curious.
Like snapshots? Like fucking like a little flip book?
Yeah, dude. That'd be super cool.
That's nasty.
I would watch it.
When Roland Mary, a 61-year-old, married father of four from Newport, wanted to blow
his balls off.
Was told he had to wait 2 years for gender reassignment surgery, a.k.a. lopping off the front.
I wonder if his kids were like, Daddy, why do you want to be my mommy?
Because your mom's a bitch, and I think I could...
It's my turn.
It's my turn. It's Daddy's turn.
Daddy's turn to be mean.
But after we go to the fair, because I there's some free stuff I need to get. But that sucks so bad. He decided he had no option but to do the job himself, telling his wife, 23 years, Julie, that he had a headache. Hey, Julie, I have a headache.
Yeah, baby, what's wrong?
I have a headache. I'm gonna go to the bathroom and take some painkillers.
Okay, don't forget to jerk it while you're in there.
Right. Using a homemade surgery kit, he removed his genitals,
losing that's what he normally uses.
2 pints of blood in the process. Probably, like, a pint for each ball,
I can't believe he could do that himself, dude.
From the moment I walked down the stairs after I did it, I just felt right. Know what I mean? I felt right down in my nether region.
He walked down the stairs after he was done?
I had painkillers, honey. Had OxyContin.
Then he must have bled like a bitch because that thins out your shit.
I'm strong. I got a lot of blood.
It thins out your blood like fucking water. There's no lie, dude. I got this tattoo done and I was on tabs and I fucking bled like a fucking faucet. What?
I put a tampon in it. Come on!
How could you do that to yourself?
That feels good. You know, that just
that makes
it
me
feels
grab
right.
My own badge and just think about, oh my God, what if there was a penis there? You know, it's
this guy probably has a county fair that he goes to and he's just like, check me out, dude. I'm totally at the fair, but I'm a chick this time. Oh, that fucking sucks, dude. That fucking sucks. But for Roland, this drastic action was his only way of setting himself free.
Red Fox asks, did LaBrina Brown perform the operation?
Perhaps.
She's pretty good with a knife.
Perhaps. That she is. Hey, LaBrina, you want
LaBrina
some milk?
Brown.
You want some milk, bitch?
Damn straight, I want some milk.
God damn it. I can't take a hit when the fan's blowing at me. Okay, ready?
Ready?
In
three, two.
One, go.
Go, go. Smoke. Oh, go. Ah. Do it now. Are you good? Come on.
Woo!
Whoa, that was squeaky.
Got it.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Quote.
Did you do that to yourself?
I just felt right. Fuck no. Fuck no.
Fuck no.
I like to fuck pussy, but not that bad.
What about his wife? Didn't his wife know about him wanting to be a woman?
I had repressed my feelings for so long. I'd worked out exactly how I would do it and rehearsed it many times. I practiced. Take a few practice swings.
Practice on the dog a few times.
Oh, God, dude. Hey, honey, why are all our animals neutered or spayed and or spayed now?
I thought Buster was a boy. No, that's Bunny.
That's awesome, dude. You're just going to the pound, like, getting tons of fucking animals just so you could practice neutering the fuck out of them.
Or just making sex changes in general.
Yeah, or that.
Right.
When I was taking, or my, excuse me, my priority was just get rid of it all. But I obviously, hey, I know, I ain't a dummy. I obviously had to be very careful. When I was taken to the Royal Gwent Hospital afterwards, the doctor told me I had actually done quite a good job.
Wow.
WebMD, dude. I'm telling you. You can get the whole kit for like $29.99.
Oh, my God.
Whilst Roland was being ferried to a hospital in an ambulance, the Merry family bathroom was turned into a crime scene.
Well, yeah.
Of course, duh.
It's covered in blood. There's, like, a dick on the floor.
And a couple of nuts just stuffed in the drain.
Right?
Could you...
That's so awesome. You walk in, there's a penis over here, and a ball in the sink, and then a ball on, like, the toilet seat lid.
That's...
Blood everywhere.
That's so awesome. Spelling stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck you, girlfriend.
I don't need you, penis.
Oh, fuck me, dude. This is so horrible. Mm-hmm. The fuck is wrong with people? This is what I'm talking about, right?
They just, like, don't want their penises, I guess.
How are you? I'm not doing so good.
Not doing too good. I bet you he was one of the fuck my lives.
Yeah, he may have been. May very well have been. Although Roland had eventually plucked up the courage to admit to his stunned wife that he had longed to become a woman, 51-year-old Julie had not believed his claims that he would resort to such drastic action. It was not until Roland appeared on the stairs in a blood-stained shirt, clutching two nuts between his legs, clutching a towel between his legs, that she realized the full extent of his desperation. When he came down the stairs, he was absolutely white. I mean, he's white, but he was, like, really super white. Well, actually, he was more reddish from all the blood, but he's white and red, like a candy cane, kind of.
Hey, what's white and red?
I thought he was dying. He yelled, "Ring 999, Julie." Oh, they're British. Ring 999, Julie. I've done it. Got my nuts done chopped off, mate. I had the worst Aussie accent ever.
Yes, you do.
I'd just gotten over cancer, and I don't know how I would have coped if it wasn't for my family, mate. They were very supportive, right? Yeah.
What?
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Since the age of 4, Roland knew he was different from the other boys.
So how did he even get with this woman and have kids?
I know! Dude,
if you were gay, then be gay, dude.
Don't fake the funk on a nasty dunk.
For real,
you know what I mean, bro.
If you're a gay fish, you're a gay fish. That's all there is to it.
Fucking gay fish. Fucking gay fish.
I can't lie to myself anymore.
You're right.
That's so great. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, we got a question of the week real quick now.
Oh, do we?
This week, we skipped... So that stereo radiation could go, and now it's Ear Candy's turn. PodcastGangBang.com is the one feed you need. Well, you should probably be subscribed to the Jam Hole also. But
fucking A.
If you want one feed to have all your favorite shows, like us and Big Mouse and Ear Candy and Hot Cakes and the Basement Boys and
pretty much just us.
Yeah, pretty much
the Jam
just
Hole.
Us.
Yeah, that one.
This one's from Ear Candy New York from Adam.
All right.
Adam Hinneker. Right. Joe Cocozello.
Joe Cocozello.
Also, thejamhole.com/Joe, I believe, still goes to his Twitter.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, folks. I can't do an Adam Hinneker. Okay, folks.
Or can you just do it all in Joe?
Okay, folks!
No. It's like,
would you rather sound like an old Asian woman while taking on the phone there?
That's not how he talks. His name was Joe Cocozello.
Joe fucking Cocozello.
I live in New York.
Okay, folks.
My name is Joe Cocozello.
Would you guys rather live like an old Asian woman while talking on the phone? I can't do it.
Just say it.
Would you guys rather live like an old...
You can't read it fucking normal either.
Boom, 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 boom. Fucking
stop drinking.
I'm sorry. Okay, folks. Would you rather sound... It's his fault for not including
the
MP3.
This is like the fifth time.
Where's the MP3 that I'm supposed to play?
I was slowly waiting for it, too. I was
Joe,
like, let's hear it.
The F.
Oh, God.
That's her fault. But the MP3, that's your fault, Adam.
That is what I think about this whole ordeal. Just
excuse
fucking
your
read
face
the question.
Is what I think. Okay, folks.
My
would you rather? Is your
me.
Phone blowing up right now?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic.
It's my uncle.
Would you rather sound like an old Asian woman while talking on the phone in person? You sound normal. This is just your telephone voice, leaving whoever you're trying to have a conversation with very confused, or at best causing them to think you're a racist or just a really big fan of Mad TV.
Wait, cool. What?
Or have your penis be a color that directly contrasts your skin tone. Enjoy. P.S. The color of your new penis doesn't actually affect the size of your existing penis, so don't get any crazy ideas. That was Joe's part, I guarantee it. He's like, wait,
probably.
You can't say that your penis is black and it's huge now. It doesn't make it any bigger. I'm Joe Cocozello. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, so, I'm going to say that I don't ever really talk on the phone. I mostly text. And as long as it didn't make my text in Chinese, I'm going to just go with that. And just never have to use my telephone voice. Hey, text me. Twitter direct message me.
So, I'm going to go ahead and just pretend that he said vagina for a different color of things.
Make your vagina a color that
so,
directly...
So, like, my vagina's, like, black?
Does that directly contrast your skin tone?
It does.
Enjoy?
I think I'd do that.
It would
be
cool. Pink then, because black chicks' vaginas are bright pink. They're like hot pink.
No, well, the outside's not.
The inside. We're all hot pink on the
inside.
We're
all hot pink on the inside. So that color doesn't change. But the rest of it, it's all black. I think I'd go with that just because it'd be cool.
To just have an all black vagina?
I got a vag transplant. I got this from Letitia. I shouldn't let me borrow it. It's cool.
Wow.
Whatever. She was 13. It's a good vagina.
Well, I'm just going to go with the Chinese and just text me. That's fine.
I want a black veg.
If I did the show, then would I be talking in Chinese also? Or is
that
it just phone? Like, so if you Skyped in right now, I would
be like,
ching,
chong, ching, chong,
technically
chong.
On the phone and talking all ching chong, right?
Right.
So just go to thejaml.com/feedback. That's all.
Or I'll answer the phone. It's cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll answer the phone with a black badge.
Her vagina's bright fucking pink right now.
Black badge.
And I'm talking ching chong on the phone. That's fine.
Black badge.
Black, right.
With pink innards.
Done and done.
Okay, anything you got before we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, I got a few voicemails here, and then we'll probably have to get the fuck out of here. All right, first voicemail, and this is for you.
It's Nacho Camacho, Kevin Jones on the other end of the phone. Smoked out, spitting out a fuck the problem of my own. When I want to tell jokes about paying for sex with my mom, I get online and head to thejaml.com.
Yes, holla. I get my mama's dick on at thejaml.com.
That was sweet.
Jaml.com.
Josh, what? Podcast. You guys were talking about True Blood on your last show.
Yes.
Love that fucking show.
Yes.
Here's some fucked up stuff.
What?
My old lady, she reads the books.
Right.
And one night she was like, no fucking way, out of nowhere. You know, I'm just laying in bed watching some TV and I just hear, that's fucked up, no fucking way.
Get out of here.
Come to find out.
He's going to ruin something.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, I almost hate to do it to you, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it. Bring it on.
He and Eric eventually hook up because Bill's working for some vampire queen trying to recruit Sookie to the vampire side.
No shit.
So Bill ends up being a bad guy. Sookie hooks up with Eric.
No
shit. Boom!
No
shit. There you go, motherfucker. Enjoy.
You're an asshole.
Wait, Bill's a bad guy?
Bill's a bad guy. Did you guys all just hear
Sookie's
that?
Sookie's boyfriend?
Suck on that. Suck on those nuts.
And so the dude that she hates... She's going to end up getting with him, and he's actually a good guy?
I can see that happening.
Fuck you! Don't do that to me! Why would you...
I don't care now. I kind of saw that coming. But thanks, you made her mad. Cool.
I'm so pissed off.
Next voicemail.
Hey, the Jam Hall, it's 26. Now, I'm really drunk and shit right now, and I was going to say this message... For episode 250, but I don't fucking care. You can just fucking play it now because it's a really funny story. So when my friends see this band, and we met this girl from Britain, and she was really hot, and she had like this British accent and shit. And she's like, "Yeah, fucking, it's a good fucking band." And she gave us her cards and shit. And so then after me and my friends get up to leave, his name's Harry or whatever. So we fucking get up to leave, and then he's like, "You know, she's actually a dude." She's like, "I've had multiple operations." And I'm like, "That's just fucking hilarious, too." But it's like, yeah, I fucking tranny like hit on you. So I, like, he was like, yeah, she was like after my dick and shit. I'm like, but it's not a she, it's a he, because they had a dick. Ah! So like, it was just fucking hilarious. And I had that person on Facebook, and then they started commenting on my shit. But like, every single comment that he, she would add would be like asterisk kiss kiss, like at the end of it, and then another asterisk, and it would just be mad creepy. Like, hey, I love your photos, asterisk kiss kiss asterisk with no spaces. So I'm just like, yo, dude, what the fuck? And yeah, right now I'm just so fucking drunk and shit tasting, dude. Like,
wow.
It's not even fucking good anymore, dude. Like, I don't fucking know. I don't even think I heard the latest Jam one. I'm gonna check my iTunes and jack off or something. I don't fucking... Dude, it doesn't fucking matter, dude. Like, what the fuck? I'm gonna fucking hang up the phone before I say anything stupid. Alright, bye.
Bye. Wow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, trying to... get him to have sex with you when you guys are just chilling at a party and he just comes up
never
and
shuts
like,
up. I would just...
Oh, I hate myself.
I don't know. I have no fucking
damn it,
clue.
Fan. Okay. Well, if you guys want to leave us a message, 462-044-687, that is the number to call after hours when we're not online. Email us info at thejammel.com. Thejammel.com is our site. Thejammel.com/vote. Thejammel.com/250. That's for our live show September 25th. Come play with us. It's going to be fantastic. I am excited. Are you excited?
I'm fucking super excited.
Do you even know?
I know. I fucking know, dude. Especially working at that fucking hellhole, dude. With that many people.
We are going to fucking... Oh, my God. We are going to all catch on fire and explode spontaneously. Follow us on thejamhole.com/Twitter so you know when the live show is at thejamhole.com/live, thejamhole.com/store. I made a hip-hop CD. Buy it. It's fantastic. We got a couple shirts left. Other than that...
Wait, thejamhole.com/contest.
That
for the
too!
iPod.
We got a fucking 120 gig iPod.
$5
right
an
here.
Entry. $5 will get
you
your name
enter?
Into a pot. You can enter as many times as you
as
want.
Many times. Doesn't even matter.
Doesn't even matter. The
doesn't
more
matter.
Times you enter, the better a chance you have to win in that fucker.
That
with
sounded
all
like
awesome
a
stuff on it.
Cereal commercial. That was awesome.
Fucking A.
Go you.
Go me.
It's time to have sex.
Yeah.
Are you not going to fall asleep this time?
No.
Promise. Okay, that's recorded
now. We had
some
sweet sex
yesterday. That's recorded now.
Last night.
That was pretty sweet.
Fucking
right.
It was.
We'll see you guys Monday. I love you all.
I love you. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.